Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
You did what? Yes, Brenda, we're not going to talk about that on the air, dear. Brenda Hannon is Hannon's Estate Services, and you have a store, Hannon's Estate Diggins, and your title is Estate Liquidator. So you got to talk close to the microphone because I'm fascinated with this. And basically, when somebody passes on, you are hired to put on the sale of their possessions. And when you do this service, what does the family have to do on their end?
We only ask that they come in and speak for or remove whatever they're going to keep. And then we deal with everything else.
Okay.
Everything else.
And the things that they leave behind in the home. In your notes here, rotting food. You deal with that.
We do.
Because people don't plan to pass on sometimes.
And no.
So you deal with the rotting food. But what fascinates me is you came in, you just showed me a picture of what your workers just found in a home. And you say in your notes, this has happened many times before, that you uncover a stash, a treasure chest of what's that picture that they sent you today?
We did, and I have to do a shout out to Eva and Elena. They are my two of my main ladies. They just found $5,000 in a house.
And
as
they're showing
I was out in the lobby talking to you.
They're showing it to you in the picture.
So we're going to keep it in our safe over the weekend and hand it in to the clients.
That's a common thing.
Monday. Yeah. Well, not that amount of money, but they find a lot of stuff and turn it in. It's a big deal for us to be that trustworthy.
That's a key thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so tempting, I'm sure. But now, in terms of trust, you have a trust background pretty much. What is your background in this business?
Well, I started out doing storage units that people couldn't afford anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like a college education for me, learning how to price items. And then...
Well, half your crew retired from the Attorney General's
office. So okay. There's no criminal background.
No criminal records among you.
No.
The industry is pretty unregulated, so a liquidator has to have an impeccable reputation to stay in business. And honesty is a big thing for your crew. And they turn over every valuable item that they uncover. And you tell your clients of, hey, this is what I found. They must be dumbstruck.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and jewelry.
Oh, yeah. We find a lot of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst properties I ever worked on was a hoarder situation, and he had the windows were completely blacked out. So there was no power in the building, no water, food was rotting in the refrigerators, and I found thousands of dollars worth of jewelry in there under a ceiling that had collapsed.
Is this the hoarder that had, like, all the sex toys that you were talking about? It's not P. Diddy's house or anything like
that. No, and I wouldn't let my crew go in there on that one. I did that one by myself.
They have their own Reno freakouts. And, hey, listen, you don't plan on dying, and when you die all of a sudden, all your stuff is out there.
It is out there.
And strangers
see it. We find a lot of it.
Yeah, I bet you could tell stories.
We do.
You say at the master bedroom clothing and garbage rose to the ceiling?
Yes, it started about a foot high at the door and then went up to the ceiling at the back of the room. But under that pile was just coins and cash and just
seven jewelry boxes loaded with high-end jewelry, including a Rolex.
Right. Well, the Rolex we actually found out in the carport.
Oh, wow. I bet their family was very happy to hear
that. They were, because that money went for the care of the individual who had lived in that house.
But you didn't tell the family about the sex toys that you found.
No, and we wouldn't let her in the house. We told her she couldn't come in. We told her to remember him the way he had been.
That bad?
It was that bad.
Well, okay, so that's the worst property you ever worked on. What are some of the best?
We did a really fun sale south of Minden that was a Wells Fargo stage stop back in the 1800s.
That was turned into a home or what?
It was turned into a home.
No kidding.
Oh, it was fabulous. The
so much history.
Incredible collectibles and wagons. And we had people out there wanting to use their metal detectors, but we had to tell them no because they would have to turn it all in. So,
how did you get started in this whole real estate, or rather estate liquidation business?
Well, I started out doing storage units.
What do you mean doing storage units?
Where you buy storage units from people that can't afford them. Like today, when I get done, I'm going to go meet with a guy from Wisconsin who has two storage units here that he can't afford anymore. So in the process of learning how to sell all of this stuff, I had family and friends start asking me to do their sales, and then that evolved. So I've been doing this for about 25 years.
Are these deals like on TV where they don't let you look inside, but you come up with the amount, of what you'll pay for everything in there without seeing it, and you compete?
No, you can see it. You're not supposed to enter the unit.
Oh, that's right. You can see it, but
yes,
you can't go in
but
there.
But I stopped buying those when that stupid Storage Wars show came out.
Why?
These people would come up and go, I'll give you $1,000 for that unit. And I'm like, I'll give you $1. It has a mattress in it. That's it. You know, and they overvalued everything that they bought on that show.
And people followed along with this in real life?
I actually met a gal who was on that show. She actually worked for us for a short amount of time.
So locally, is there a competition for people to bid on storage units now?
Yes.
Because of those shows?
Yes.
And it pays off sometimes, right?
Always. If you bid on
always?
Them correctly. Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to know how to bid correctly. My gosh, you have to know what things are worth. That's your job, right?
Right.
How do you research that? How do you know this?
I have appraisers that I actually work with, too. If I get into some high-end antiques and art, I will invite in my appraisers to deal with that. Because, I mean, doing what I do, I can't know everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot, but, you know. So we'll call people in to help with those kind of things too. But then you just research constantly what's been sold on eBay for how much, what's selling on Etsy. It's a lot. I have a lot of crew that helps with that.
Families are already dealing with enough when, say, their dad or their mom dies and they leave behind the house, and they don't need to deal with the hassle. And you find that a lot of them do. A lot of them will spend weeks sorting through all the possessions that their dad or mom left behind. And you're saying to me, you said to me, they don't have to do that.
They don't
have to sort all
we
of their stuff.
We ask them not to do that.
But they keep doing it, and they spend weeks doing it.
They do, because they don't call us first.
Okay.
So when I have a realtor call me, I say the very first thing I want you to tell these clients is to take what they want and walk away. Because they end up throwing away things that we could sell for them. They don't know what sells.
Well, that's right. They don't know what stuff is worth, and they will throw out what they think is trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, just take what you need, walk out of the house, and then you move in.
Right.
And this process of picking up every item, and what do? Put them on eBay or?
No, and we'll do what are called on-site sales. That's where we go through and sort.
I've seen those.
And then we throw away what we know is garbage, and then we set the house up in like a retail environment, and we invite the public in for a sale. But if the clients can't wait for that, we'll do what's called a buyout. So we'll buy out the entire property and take it to our warehouse in Carson City, and we sell it from there in a retail store.
What about the opposite of the people who throw out valuable items without knowing? The opposite of it, and I imagine when it's an estate sale, there's an awful lot of sentimental things. It's like on the hoarder show. They don't want to part with anything.
No.
They want to hold on to more than half of the stuff in the house because it's sentimental. You run into that a lot. And
we
do. You try to coerce them to let go, or do you just go by what they want?
We tell them you have to walk away. Once you sign a contract with us, you have to walk away.
Oh, I see.
You can't keep coming back, taking stuff out of the house. You need to make your decisions and be done. I mean, occasionally, of course, we're going to get somebody that just has to have this item. And we'll give it back to them. But
the service you provide is getting the biggest amount of money for those possessions. How do you get the most bang for the buck for these grieving families in your on-site sales? What's the secret to getting top dollar? And how do you get the word out about the sales, too?
So well, we do a lot of haggling.
You do. So when you put on the estate sale and people come in, well, don't you have price tags on stuff?
We do. Okay. Normally what we'll do is we'll price tag the larger items all the smaller stuff, we tell people just bring us a pile and we'll make you a bundle deal. So we can just eyeball what's in there and say, okay, I'll take 40 for that. Now, like, I'll give you 35, and I said, I'll take 41, mm-hmm. you know, so that we just haggle with them.
It is so important to have somebody like you around. I'm going to tell you my wife's story. Her mother died, and Kathy trusted a very good friend, neighbor, a non-professional, and she is still bitter about that because this friendly neighbor basically ripped her off. She still talks to this day, and she's still bitter about it, too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm dealing with a client right now out in Stagecoach who went through that. Her husband had a whole shop full of tools. Well, when we arrived, she said, well, I had a gentleman down the road offered to help me. Well, we're looking through, and we're finding manuals for skill saws and drill presses that are not there. There were hundreds of dollars worth of tools missing.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
All right, let's open up the phone lines, 884-9910. If you have a question about holding an estate sale or liquidation, or now this is interesting too. You also provide this service. Oh, yeah, we're going to do those giveaways. You also provide the service in where, like, you don't have to have somebody who died. You will go in there and liquidate their possessions to eliminate all the clutter.
We do. We'll Even do. Those are called downsizing.
Downsizing, that's the mm-hmm. word. Okay. Wow.
So if a client has to go into care home or just is tired of this giant property, we'll go in and help them downsize it.
Okay. This is Brenda Hannon of Hannon's Estate Services, and their store is Hannon's Estate Diggins. Tell me about the store. Is this where all the stuff goes when you buy a whole house full of property?
Correct. We don't do leftovers from sales. We will donate most of what's left. Unless there's high end, we'll bring them in on consignment. But this is a 5,000 square foot warehouse where we'll go in and buy the entire properties and take them in there and sell them.
So is the store like a regular, it's not a thrift shop, right?
No, we're not a thrift store. We don't take donations, and we donate off all of the thrift store type of stuff. We just sell the cool stuff.
Wow. Okay, so it's 411 Hot Springs Road.
Correct.
In Carson City. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. You're open today.
We are.
Once again, folks, 411 Hot Springs Road for Hannon's Estate Diggins. Can you stick around a few more minutes? I'm just fascinated with this
sure.
whole thing. 884-9910, if you'd like to ask Brenda a question about liquidating what you have in your home for whatever reason. That's what they do. That's what she's an expert in. And this is one of those folks who goes to storage units and bids, and maybe she can give you some advice on that too. 884-9910. Lines are open right now. I'm John Potter. Be right back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1119.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, live and local. John Potter here with Brenda Hannon of Hannon's Estate Services. Their store is Hannon's Estate Diggins, the Diggins, at 411 Hot Springs Road, Carson City. It is not a thrift store. These are valuable things that she has found and purchased from households and estates, basically. Like, what cool things do you have in the store? What examples can you give us?
Oh, we carry cameras and tools and jewelry. Anything you'd find on a property.
Collectibles. I'm crazy about collectibles. What are some fascinating collectibles that you have there at your store?
Oh, my gosh. Everything. We have Hot Wheels and knives and...
Hot Wheels and knives.
Okay. Hot Wheels and knives.
Okay. We are giving away right now three $50 gift certificates to this incredible store, which I didn't know existed. I got to check this out. I bet people spend like an hour in your store.
They do.
Just looking.
There's a lot to see. Okay. It's 5,000 square feet.
Oh, my Lord.
And
how did I not know about this?
Yeah. Well, liquidators aren't just about antiques and art. We're about getting down and dirty and sweaty, and we deal in hoarder situations. We clear these properties. We have year-long interactions with our clients. We deal with them for a year, year and a half on after the sale.
three gift certificates, each one worth $50 to the first three people who text 775-884-9910. Give us in the text, give us your name and phone number. Craig will take the first three names and phone numbers and give them to you, Brenda.
Okay.
And those folks can go to your store and you will know who they are and they get to spend $50 in your awesome Diggins store. How'd you come up with that name, by the way, Diggins?
Oh, it's a phrase used in our industry where you go in and you start digging.
Digging around. Okay.
Yeah, and we invite customers to come in. We tell them it's a digging paradise, so bring your shovels.
775-884-9910. First three who leave their name and phone number on those texts, Craig will give Brenda here your name, and she will expect you to stop on by that store.
And I have three winners.
Okay.
Rob, Carrie,
Rob,
and Dave.
Carrie and Dave. Hey, congratulations.
Rob, Carrie, and Dave, come on by the store. We'll have them ready for you.
All right. Everybody else, you're invited. It's open 9 to 5 today and 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday at 411 Hot Springs Road in Carson City. All this stuff, and I bet your house is neat as a pin, right?
No. I don't have time for
you
my
don't
house.
Get tired of all the clutter?
I do, but I work like 7 days a week most of the time. So,
well, at my house, it's not called clutter. It's called obstacle course. Seriously, on the hoarders shows, it's not the homeowner who sees a problem. It's their family. They don't see
the problem.
No. On one show, they had a therapist on who said, throw out whatever does not give you joy. So this guy threw out vegetables and his electric bill. You never heard that one?
No.
You're in the business.
Right.
Instead of organizing my house, I put up Post-it notes everywhere with organizing ideas. And the irony is not lost on me. My housekeeping style is best described as there appears to have been a struggle.
Right.
Okay. How busy are you? And how many liquidators do we have in this area? You're the premier one. That's why we reached out to you. Hannon's Estate Services.
There's four or five that I know of.
Okay.
One I will refer if I can't take a job. So there's some good people out there doing it.
Do you watch Pawn Stars?
Yes, I used to watch that show.
Used to?
Yeah. We actually have people walk in and say, hey, do you want to buy this? And sometimes we're yes, sometimes we're no.
It's so the experience is a bit, so they walk in your store with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just like Pawn Stars.
Right.
Yeah, I gave up watching it when the old man died.
Yeah.
And Chumley's just not Chumley anymore, you know?
We actually have a guy that, if we have a property.
Chumley?
No, his name's Bobby. He does all of our jewelry, where he will come and buy out jewelry from us. So if I have a client, I say, if you have a lot of jewelry, bring it to me, and we'll have him come in, and he will evaluate it and make you a cash offer on it.
All right. Folks, you want to clear out your house? You had a loss in the family, and this is a very timely interview that you have to have this entire house of possessions cleared out so you can sell the house or whatever reason. Brenda Hannon is the person to get in contact with. Everybody knows Hannon's Estate Services. And I love that they're so big. They have this store, too, with your estate, Diggins. So how can folks contact you, Brenda Hannon?
My phone number is 530-870-7749. Shout out to Quincy, California, where I grew up. That's why I have a NorCal phone number.
No kidding.
Yeah. Right. And our email is hannonsestate@yahoo.com. That's mm-hmm. HANNONS. ESTATE.com.
And I love that you do this service. You see, I thought this service was just reserved for people who died, right? You do this for people who are living, who want to unload all the clutter in their house.
We do.
That's great. That really is, Brenda. That's such a helping
hand. We have
a lot
of clients who live out of state and have not even been on the property, and we're the first ones to go in.
That's a great.
That's why trust is such a big issue with us.
Yeah,
honesty.
Right.
Yeah.
If you find a treasure, you let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to you, my good friend Brenda. That's great. You're lifting a lot of anxiety off people's shoulders, because, like me, I don't know where to start. How do you start nipping away at the mountain of stuff?
My crew asks me that all the time.
But you're
if
eager.
I take another hoarder house, they're going to kill me.
You're eager beavers about this stuff. I keep putting it off.
We are. That's we enjoy what we do, and we really enjoy the clients.
Yeah,
we have a great client base.
All right, awesome. Hannon's Estate Services, the store Hannon's Estate Diggins. Come on by and find some treasures at 411 Hot Springs Road in Carson City. Open today 9 to 5. Thanks a lot, Brenda.
Thank you, John.
Taking extra time because I'm so interested in this whole topic. That's great. Brenda Hannon, folks. I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News. Be back for the final half hour. 884-9910. Number to call on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1130.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
883-99. 10 is our number. I'm John Potter. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. I have an email to read. I have a Facebook message to read. And in Carson City, Craig has some text messages that we got just this morning. Hey, Craig, let's let her rip.
So you were talking earlier about your body and things like that. And the message from 9929 says, John, I thought you were going to say that you get up in the morning walking like Grandpa on The Real McCoys. Oh, and I guess half your audience doesn't know who Walter Brennan was either.
Okay. Well, for folks who missed it, I described how I was on a rant about age and food. And I said, I get up, I walk like Chester from Gunsmoke. And then I stopped and I thought to myself, okay, over half of that listening audience doesn't know who I'm talking about. You know, so yeah. So it's not Chester from Gunsmoke. It's really Grandpa from The Real McCoys. Actually, I think that person's more accurate in his description. Good one.
All right.
Thank you,
Craig. Second text message was from 3096. Says, my favorite day of the week because John Potter is on. Bring him back to the news. The baby newscasters are so bad.
Baby. Well, let me write that. I like that term, baby newscasters. Oh, okay. I do appreciate that, and I share your opinion, I guess I should say. I guess basically I'm saying I'm old again. Okay. Thanks a lot for those texts, reading them, Craig. I got a Facebook message from David in Sparks. John Potter. Okay, this is in line with the last text here. John Potter, I followed you for most of your career, whether by TV or voice on the radio. I've always enjoyed your reporting and commentary. I may not always agree, comma, I usually do. Or, yeah, parentheses, I usually do. But I respect and admire your logic, thoughts, and presentation. Those Reno memories you shared with that Reno newcomer in the coffee shop on your show today. This was like, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, those memories really took me back. So many good things and people I miss. Perhaps the one I recall most fondly is Tom Lilly. What a great guy he was. Tom Lilly, premier Reno TV weatherman back in the day. Dave writes, thanks for your list that brought back so many good memories, Dave. Thank you, Dave. He was something else. And the email I got this week is from the CDC. Let me explain why I get an email here from the CDC. For my 20 years at Channel 2, I ended up on the mailing list for many government agencies. We would get these emails in the newsroom, and they would trigger some good story ideas. And when I was walked out the door of Channel 2, many of these I unsubscribed to after I was taken off the morning show. Taken off in mid-sentence, actually. Oh, was that it? But, you know, some emails I kept subscribing to because they were interesting to me. And my health affects me personally, so I still subscribe. I still get the CDC news releases. So this one was sent to me on Tuesday, and it contains in the headline, this woke term that I'm hearing a lot lately on the TV news from the baby newsmen. I forget which station said this recently, but here it is in my CDC press release this week. And I'd be curious to hear if you folks have been witnessing this too, because I have. The CDC press release says, headline, COVID-19 vaccination for people who are pregnant. That, and then the story reads, everyone ages 6 months and older is recommended to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine, including people who are pregnant, breastfeeding a baby, trying to get pregnant now, or who might become pregnant in the future. So, not pregnant women, folks. It's now pregnant people. And this is local, too. Here's an article in the Reno Gazette Journal, headlined, here's a look at where abortion protections stand in Nevada. And the RGJ article reads, states with severe abortion laws might attempt to access data stored within people's menstrual cycle. And listen, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody. Pursue your happiness. Call yourself what you will. We all love you. Everybody's got your back. But here's a fact. The only people who can become pregnant are women, right? We, like many other species, have males and females, two statuses of being which are biologically determined. I mean, in reproduction, it is females who deliver children, right? It's females all day, every day. That's how it goes. And the female of the species, Homo sapiens, is called a woman, or women in the plural. So the people who are pregnant are women. And artificial constructions, to the contrary, are not being sensitive. They're being dumb. And this is not to hurt anybody's feelings, but in loving and supporting your neighbor, who may be transgender or whatever. We can't go so far, though, as to ignore or mistake the truth. And again, God bless trans people and all their rights and everything else. Everybody's got your back and nobody cares. And I'm glad that you're happy, right? But you cannot so embrace political speech and trends that you abandon scientific fact, right? You can't. You may communicate, however you wish, obviously, but you cannot command the mind of other people who follow the truth. And the RGJ, what's left of it, and the CDC may well claim that pregnant people need vaccinations, or that pregnant people's data is in peril. But the fact is that virtually everyone reading and hearing these stories, they looked at them and shook their head. Okay, we have sort of put such a premium on being politically correct at saying the woke thing that we routinely say the false thing. And we've abandoned grammar when it comes to pronouns. They and them have somehow, even on the TV newscasts, become singular. You know, things, things that would have dramatically reduced your score. Let me put it this way. Things that would have greatly reduced your score on an English exam generations ago are now mandatorily used, but we've changed grammar. But you can't change science. You can't change fact. And so again, I appreciate the virtue signaling by our government and the news media, but it is only women who can get pregnant. And again, you and I don't want to be jerks, but we don't want to be silent in the face of falsehood. And that standing up for what's true and right is, to me, a duty and an obligation. And this society, which increasingly wants to shout people into silence, like I was, which wants to penalize people for not submitting to progressive liberal orthodoxy in newsrooms, which wants to punish people for a word, if you will, we got to push back against that. And we ought not to silently accept it, right? You can live your way, and we say that to everybody just as we demand the right to live our way as individuals. But living your way, being true to yourself, also includes not subverting scientific truth to someone else's political assertions. No, the earth is not flat. The sun doesn't revolve around the earth, and men cannot have children, right? But each of these falsehoods have been embraced by the political orthodoxy of their day, and saying that the earth is flat doesn't make it so, and saying all people can have, you know, bear children doesn't make it so. Not trying to make a big deal out of this, but kindness, a smile on the face, but with persistence and unwavering commitment, we've got to be sure to stand up for what's true and right. And I think that's important, because there's a good chance the Democrats will be successful in this upcoming election. And over the last 4 years, they have aggressively embraced a lot of falsehoods in the name of this woke progressivism. And one can only expect, if they are successful in November, that that accelerator pedal will be pushed a little bit harder. Again, don't want to disrespect anybody, but respect is a two-way street. And there are some of us who don't expect to be sanctioned or shouted down by people who are less tolerant than we. Okay, done with that. It's 11:45. One more segment to go. Our phone number, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. I'm very happy to be with you here on a Saturday morning. 884-9910, the number on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Final segment next. FM News Talk time, 11:45.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning. Facebook message from David. And this is about, I guess an hour ago, I was talking about the pager attacks that Israel, well, they didn't admit to it, did they? But I was talking about how, you know, over in a second, imagine taking 3,900 warriors off the battlefield without a lot of innocent carnage. And I said, perfect warfare. What a Trojan horse. And David says, John, it was like 007, very Bondian. and you're right. It's a card they could only play once, but they played it well. Thanks, David. Yes, people were killed. But hey, if you set out to be a terrorist and you choose that as your life's calling, you got to understand, you know, there could be kind of a downside to that. Honestly, we've had an explosion, explosives and pagers. It can't be done again. It's a shame. like I said, it's something you can only play once. Let's see what else. Oh, on the inflation front, a little personal experience news here. The Zesta crackers cartons at the supermarket have shrunk it looks like 3/4 size. I can't tell if they shrunk the crackers or they just put fewer packages in a box, but you now can carry the Zesta crackers carton with one hand now, which is just not right. On the other hand, and these are the seasonal perks, it is that time of year where I'm seeing amazing deals on watermelons, like 4 to 6 pounds for a dollar right now for watermelons. And I stopped in produce at the watermelon bin, and I thumped them like as if I knew what I was doing. I don't know what that does, but somebody told me to thump them to see how fresh they are, and I, you know, I'm just doing it. I'm not really sure what season it is in the store. Yesterday, you know, I saw the pallets of watermelon. I saw Halloween candy. I saw swimming pool floaties, firewood, and Christmas lights. What? No dogs and cats to eat, I did find this amazing product I'm in love with, though. First off, you know, I'm a pretzel guy. Some things I love, I brought with me from upstate New York, you know, when I moved here in 1976. And I brought an East Coast love of real Italian food. Clams, New York-style pizza, Lanza's at Kings Beach, red and white hots. Yeah, check them out. Zweigel's red and white hot dogs. Very East Coast. And pretzels that came up from Pennsylvania. Snyder's. We all know Snyder's pretzels. They're great. But oh my gosh, folks. Search, and they sell these in Reno. Search the Unique brand of pretzels. That's the brand name. Unique. And one of their products is extra dark burnt pretzels. Man, I love these. And I found them here at Smith's, CVS stores of all places, Whole Foods, Natural Grocers, and Sprouts. You know, I just passed by the pretzel aisle and I just pick up my Snyder's, but I noticed what company would make burnt pretzels and sell? They are amazing, but they're always out of the unique brand Extra Dark Burnt Pretzels. Other people have found out about this, and so I'm always on the hunt to find if the stores that I just named still have any. They also make their sourdough craft beer pretzels in the black bag. Yo, check those out, but don't take my supply. Know what I'm saying? It's so cool, though, to find something new and great at my age. I can't wait to see what is next, what company is going to come out with. How shall I end this talk show on a bang? Oh, I know. Let's talk about abortion in Nevada, because there is statewide news on this. In Nevada, I got to tell you, despite what you've heard from just about everyone, in Nevada, abortion is a fake election issue this year. It is purely a siren call to get the Democrats to the polls. No abortion rights are in danger in Nevada. And I'll tell you what the statute is in Nevada. It's revised statute 442-240-270 allows abortion up to 6 months of pregnancy with few restrictions, very few restrictions. Parental approval for abortion is not required in Nevada. If you're younger than 18, you don't even have to notify a parent to get an abortion in Nevada. And the ballot issue this year makes it easier. It says abortions may be done by a vaguely defined health practitioner, not necessarily a licensed doctor, which, while making it easier, makes it more unsafe and dangerous for women. But despite what you've heard, it will not be repealed no matter how you vote. Our present statute is there, can't be repealed. Abortion rights are not threatened in Nevada. But regardless, I bring this up because I had a political discussion with a friend this week, which is not what I planned. But, you know, I hate these. But we're in a time now, right, where the election is a pretty hard topic to avoid. And he said something that you may agree with. He said the biggest separation between us getting this country right is abortion. And if Republicans could just get on board with my body, my choice, and legalizing abortion nationwide, we would take that issue away from the Democrats, and economy and crime will then come to the forefront. The biggest voting difference right now, he says, is that the abortion issue, he says, it's holding Republicans back. And the polling I've seen shows the strongest issue for Republicans is the economy. The strongest issue for Democrats is abortion. And I hate to think this way. I'm a man of faith. I believe life begins at conception. I believe life's eternal. But I believe that people should be able to make their own decisions. We are a leave people alone country. At least that's what we were founded on. We are a live and let live nation. We're a pursue your own happiness country. And I've got my view on abortion, and that helps guide and shape my actions. If you have your view on abortion, that should guide and shape your actions, right? I'm not always going to like what you do. You're not always going to like what I do. But what you do is none of my business. And what I do is none of your business. And we need to get back to that in not just America, but in the Republican Party. We're a freedom people. Take the COVID vaccine and all its mandates that the government and subsequently your employer forced on you. Take that as an example. If it's my body, my choice, that's got to be true both ways. If I'm free to choose whatever, you know, whether or not to get a vaccine, then you should be free to do what you do. I think we should, in this country, always be slow to use the power of government to restrict somebody else's freedom just based on our fundamental founding premise. And that's what abortion restrictions do. Your life and your business, I think that applies as long as you're not infringing on somebody else. You ought to be free to live the life you want. And then the argument is, well, that unborn child is a life and you're infringing on its life. And I personally share that view that it's life, but I'm nervous about empowering the government. I'm very happy with a Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. It's not a federal government thing. Kick it back to the states and the states vote on it. That's the will of the people, not government. I believe in, let's err on the side of letting people being free. And both sides of any issue need to remind themselves of that fact. It's the American ideal to turn that, to make people more self-sufficient instead of relying on the hapless government that you really can't depend on. People want to be able to live their lives, and the government is in the way of too much private business. Great. Wasn't that a great thing to bring up? I avoid that topic. I really do, at all possible costs. But, it's a Nevada ballot thing right now, so thought I'd share that. I promise I probably won't bring it up ever again. I had fun this morning. I hope you did, too. I'll talk to you again next Saturday morning. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, live and local FM News Talk time, 11:58.